Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Focus on the Upstate, a program dedicated to informing you about organizations that serve our community and how you can get involved with them. Here's your host, Chris Evans.
Good morning and welcome to Focus on the Upstate. My name is Chris Evans. Today, my guest is Monroe Free, the president and CEO of Habitat for Humanity of Greenville. Welcome, Monroe.
Well, thank you for having me, Chris.
It's my pleasure. Habitat for Humanity, I'm guessing, is a name that my audience is going to recognize. In fact, we were talking before the show. You told me it's one of the most recognizable not-for-profit names in the world.
That's right. It was recognized a couple of years ago as the third strongest nonprofit brand in the world. It certainly helped that Jimmy Carter was the spokesperson for Habitat. But Habitat is in about 78 countries around the world. There's about 1,400 Habitat affiliates in the U.S. A lot of people, most people know a little bit about Habitat, and a lot of people I run into have volunteered at some point in their life at Habitat.
I'm glad to hear that. So fair to say an international organization.
That's right.
And you run the, I guess, local chapter.
That's exactly right.
I'm going to ask you anyway, even with all the name recognition that you have, the first question that I normally ask people, which is just to give you a chance to introduce yourself to the people who may not be familiar with Habitat. What do you do and who do you do it for?
Well, that's the right question. That's what's important. The first question I'd answer is, who do we do it for?
Sure.
And the answer to that is we serve families who earn less than 80% of the area median income. Area median income is determined by the federal government.
Okay.
But in Greenville County, that's low 60s.
Okay.
It varies a little bit every year. We serve people, families who are earning under 80%. The vast majority of our families are under 60%. It's just veterans where we can go up to as much as 80%.
Okay.
So we serve those families. So it's what historically has been called the working poor. They're people who have low-wage jobs. So it's people who are the CNAs at hospitals. It's people who are working the... as cashiers, it's work. You know, it's people who cut our hair cut my hair at least at the walk-in haircut places. It's people who work hard, who are determined to have a good life for their family, but they just don't earn as much enough wage to be able to purchase a home on their own. They're not eligible for the traditional home mortgage.
The people Mike Rowe might do a show about.
That's right.
So fair to say, generally speaking, low-income families.
Low-income families is who we serve. And what we do is we try to build strength and stability and self-reliance in these families through affordable home ownership. So what affordable home ownership means is that they're be paying less than 30% of their income, which is the definition of affordable. So they're paying under 30% of their income. We guarantee that all of our families will be doing that. So and we build houses, volunteers with us build mm-hmm. houses. So we build new houses, and we also do repair and weatherization jobs on those families that earn low wages. Who have a limited income. So we will repair somebody who lives in a home that they own. Most of those will be senior citizens on fixed income.
Okay.
So we build new and we repair.
When you talk about repairs, are you talking about major repairs, minor repairs? What's the degree of... service that you provide.
Yeah, I guess major and minor's in the eye of the beholder.
Fair
except
enough.
That, I think most of our repairs are going to be under $5,000. We will do a few every year that may be as high. One of our grant programs allows us to go to about $20,000. So, but most of our, the vast majority will be under $5,000.
Gotcha. There are any number of organizations around the country and around the world that do work with low-income families to provide affordable housing. What is it that sets it, despite not having the name recognition that that Habitat does, what is it that sets Habitat apart?
Well, what Habitat believes is that it, through the vehicle of affordable home ownership, is that that is the key to the transformation. And by that, we mean this, that affordable home ownership changes a family's cash flow. So let's say, just pick Greenville, average three-bedroom rentals right at $1,000. So Habitat payment, house payment, mortgage and taxes included last year was $438. So a family who's, let's say they're not paying the average, let's pay, say they're paying $700-$800, and suddenly they're paying $438, they have a $300-$400 cash flow change to the positive in their family. And that means that they can afford medicines. It means they can afford extracurricular for their children. It means all sorts of advantages for that family that most of us don't think about. And so their cash flow changes, but at the same time their cash flow changes, they're able to develop some wealth. They develop that the way most Americans develop wealth through the equity in their home. So they literally become homeowners as they pay that mortgage. Now, they can't access the equity fully until the 16th year of owning the home, but they develop that equity. So if they, as they get older, sell it, or if they have some money to retire on, and that's the way most of Americans develop their wealth. So it changes a family's cash flow. It changes their wealth position, and that is transformative. Now, then there's all sorts of other side effects. The family's health gets better. We build our homes to Earthcraft standards. There are all sorts of health benefits to this airtight home that that we build. There, you know, children's self-esteem changes as they live in a nice house and a nice neighborhood. The number one reason families of mothers tell us that they want to own a Habitat house is safety for their children. Many of our families come from very difficult neighborhoods. We hear families say that my house was shot into, my apartment was shot into, those kinds of things. So they move into a safe neighborhood, and that becomes all of that together becomes transformative for the family. It breaks that generational poverty in a family.
You mentioned that your houses are built to Earthcraft standards. What does that mean? I'm unfamiliar.
Well, Earthcraft is an environmentally friendly certification. It's actually has a real strong southern component because some of the humidity issues, things are
right.
Moisture issues are unique to the south. But this Earthcraft is a very strong one. So it's a very high level. It's not quite the LEED standard, but in some ways it's better in residential than LEED standards. But it's a very high standard that we have to meet. We have to have our house inspected to make sure we meet the green standards.
Gotcha. The home ownership process for the low-income families that you serve, is it any different from the process that that somebody with a higher income might get? I mean, you go to a bank, you get a loan, you go to a real estate agent, you shop for houses. How does that differ?
Yeah, thank you for asking that question because that's a critical element to what we do. We want to have sustainable home ownership. We want them to succeed as homeowners. Many of our families, it's the first time anyone in their family has ever owned a home.
Wow.
So our families, first of all, they have to do 200 hours of sweat equity. We mean they're out there swinging a hammer with volunteers. They literally help build their own house.
Wow.
And so they learn some skills in doing that. But they also have to go to 26 hours of classroom where we talk about insurance and we talk about mortgage. I wished I had had these 26 hours before I became a homeowner back many years ago. But we give them an education in that. And so it's a very intensive program. The other thing I think that's different is our family sometimes get in trouble. Somebody loses a job. We had somebody gets sick. We had a situation just in the last few weeks where one of our homeowners came to us, and they were had always paid on time, never a late payment, never missed a payment. They had just been the perfect kind of a mortgage for our organization. And she came in, and she was late. Mm-hmm. She was late making her payment. She apologized, and she was in tears, and she said, "I'm so sorry." She said, "But I had to have a medical procedure done, and I had to write my check up front, and it was for $400, which meant I didn't have enough money."
That's the payment, yeah.
To pay the house payment. "I'm so sorry." And she was, upset. "I'll make this up. I'll figure out something to do." And we were able to work with her.
Right.
We have much more flexibility because we're the mortgage company. We have more flexibility than the typical mortgage company, who has to meet all sorts of regulations to stay in business. So that's the other thing that happens. But Chris, between 90 and 94% of our families pay on time every month.
Okay.
And our foreclosure rate over 35 years is 0.47%.
That sounds really good.
I think there's some banks that'd be really proud of those numbers. I really do.
Especially in the past, 10 years or so. That was
exactly.
That was quite a ride. Now, you were talking about sustainable housing, making sure that people can stay in their houses. And I've heard a number of economists and financial advisors give the advice that if you have any kind of debt, you should rent before you own, because there's a liability, a certain amount of risk in owning. You know, if something goes wrong with a rented place, you call the landlord and it gets taken care of. Yeah. If you own the place, it's up to you to handle that. How does that advice apply or not to the families that you serve?
Well, it applies directly because our families, we hold them to a tighter standard than most financial institutions, in that their debt-to-income ratio has to be at less than 41%.
But because you're the mortgage holder.
We're the mortgage holder. But what we do is we work with them to get the debt down.
Gotcha.
And so our families, this last year, the average time in our program was 22 months. For many of those families, that 22 months, much of it was spent getting their debt in order. And we help them put a plan together, put a budget together. We help them get some assistance at times. But we work with them to get their debt down. And we will not allow them to go into a Habitat home until their debt is in order. But we don't just write you off because you have debt problems. Right. Many of our families have school debt. Many of our families have medical debt.
It seems like low-income families would be more likely to have those kinds of debts.
They absolutely do. And some of them have gotten in trouble and been with the payday loans, which is a scourge upon the earth.
Oh, man, yeah, those are...
And the payday loan folks are taking advantage of them. We can help them. We have a couple of credit unions, Foothills... Carolina Foothills and SC Telco, that will work with our families and get that payday loan taken care of, those kinds of things. So we do a lot, but debt is a huge issue for home ownership.
As we've mentioned, Habitat for Humanity has a large amount of name recognition all over the world because you serve all over the world. Yeah. I mean, literally all over the world. And my guess is that people who are familiar with the name Habitat for Humanity are going to associate it more with places like Africa or Asia or Haiti, things like that. Talk about the nature of your local chapter and serving people in this area that might not fit into those same sort of categories.
Well, I think Habitat International, we're just so blessed to be a part of that. But the truth is, we are every local affiliate, not just Habitat Greenville, is autonomous. And so we have to raise our own support. We have our own board of directors that make decisions about things locally. We support international work. We have a team that's going to Guatemala the last 2 years, and they're going to Guatemala again this year to build homes down there. They go in January, February. So we do some things to work with international. They help us in some ways. They have some relationships, like we get all our Velspar paint for all of our houses is given to us free because Habitat Wow. International has worked out the relationship there. So we get some advantages from Habitat International. They provide some great training, et cetera. But we are autonomous here in Greenville. We can do things a little bit different than what we do here in Greenville. We build new houses. This last year, 12 families went into new homes, new mortgages. And then 26 families had their homes repaired. We're in the process of doubling that number. But we set our own path here in Greenville.
Habitat Greenville, this program is called Focus on the Upstate, and it's not uncommon for me to have organizations in that have Greenville in the name. Yeah. Do you just serve people in the city of Greenville or the county of Greenville, or do you branch out?
Well, with the exception of the city of Greer, where we can serve in Spartanburg County, we are just in Greenville, but there is a Habitat Spartanburg. There's a Habitat in Anderson.
That was my next question.
There's one in Greenwood. There are Habitats, and we collaborate. We work together. We worked Habitat Spartanburg and Habitat Greenville built a house together in Greer 2 years ago with BMW. So we work together, but all of us are autonomous.
Gotcha. The website is habitatgreenville.org. And I noticed on there that you have something called the Habitat Model. I think you kind of touched on that before, but elaborate on that idea.
Well, the Habitat Model is that families are prepared as the first step. We don't just find a family who meets financial qualifications. They have to go through a program, so they're prepared. That idea of affordable home ownership changes a family's cash flow and changes their wealth position. I think the heart of the matter about Habitat is there's two ways about thinking about people who are low income or what we typically call poor.
Right.
There are two ways to think that you help. One is that you help them by changing them, that you change their attitude, you change their habits, all those kinds of things. And then the other way to think about helping is by giving them assets. Mm-hmm. Habitat believes both are important. There are some things that most families need to learn, some habits, good habits they need to develop. Many of our families have never known how to put together a budget, those kinds of things. But what really drives Habitat is we put assets in their hand. And the founder of Habitat, the theological founder of Habitat, had a famous quote. He said, "Poor families don't need charity, they need capital." And so home ownership, the capital, the asset, if you will, of a home that they own, really we believe that can be the impetus for great transformation. The other piece of Habitat Model is that we do it with volunteers. Now, we have a staff, but volunteers build our houses. Volunteers help us select the families. All those we're deeply indebted to the volunteers. But we got almost 30,000 hours last year from volunteers. But the unique thing about that is the volunteer and the homeowner, the person who's being helped and the person who is helping, they get to know each other. They work side by side on the build site. And Habitat believes that in itself, that developing of a relationship between the haves and the have-nots, as we commonly talk about it, that relationship development is absolutely critical in our community at large, that when we build a relationship, when we get to know each other, good things happen.
Well, that seems like as good an opportunity as any to ask about volunteer opportunities and other ways that people can donate to Habitat Greenville.
Well, I thank you for asking that. And the volunteer opportunities between now and the end of the year are many. We kick off our fall build season in August, and we'll be building through the end of the year. There are many opportunities, and if you go to our website, you can sign up to volunteer. You could call us at 672-633-5, 672-633-5, and hear about the opportunities to volunteer. And they're not just on the Bill site, though that's a lot of it. We also need volunteers to help with our family selection and family preparation. We also use a lot of volunteers in our restores. So a lot of ways to volunteer. Obviously, restores are very important to us. The net revenue from our restores this last year made enough money to pay for four houses. And this year, the actual goal for restores is to generate enough revenue for seven houses. So people can donate their stuff. Or when you buy a new couch, give the old couch to us. Right. We take everything except clothing. So that's a way you can help. And obviously, financially, we have to buy building materials just like everybody else. And so if you can help us financially, it makes a great difference for our families.
Gotcha. And again, the way to at least get that ball rolling is to go to the website.
Go on the website.
HabitatGreenville.org. You mentioned the restore, which is actually one of the main things that I wanted to talk to you about.
Sure.
We've just had this fascinating conversation so far. So tell us about the restores. I understand you recently opened a new one.
We did. We opened a new restore on Woodruff Road, kind of right across the street from the Ace Hardware on Woodruff. So then we have a second store.
Are they mad at you over days for opening that store there?
Well, no. I think actually our friends around us, we've been getting enough customers. I think everybody's happy to see Habitat there. But then we have one on Wade Hampton at Hampton Point. It was the old, next door to the Walmart Superstore there on Wade Hampton.
Okay.
So we have those two stores, and people donate. We pick up items. We have trucks running 6 days a week picking up items out in the community. You can also bring them to the stores. But people donate to us. We resell it. And it's a great, great, great source of revenue for Habitat.
I seem to remember a location on Rutherford Road. Has that moved?
We closed that one. That was an early location, but we took we had a store further out on Wade Hampton, and we took the Rutherford Road and the other one on Wade Hampton, and we combined it into what used to be an old Bilo. It's actually a very large store. Great deals there.
Gotcha. So Restore itself, tell us what it is you guys do in there.
Well, people donate to us, and we sometimes fix it up a little bit, sometimes put it straight out on the floor, and we resell it. It was just open to the public to resell. And those monies go directly to the ministry of helping families through affordable home ownership. It's a huge part of what we do. We're open 6 days a week, and our stores are just great places to get a deal, but when you get a deal, you're also helping
a
family.
Right.
And people seem to really respond to being able to get something to help themselves and at the same time help another family in town.
So I gather it's like a lot of the resale stores, charity stores that you see, Goodwill, Salvation Army, things like that. But also you guys have building materials. Is that right? People will donate?
We do have a lot of building materials.
Which is not something you usually see in those other.
That's exactly right. That's part of what's unique. If you go to our restores, you'll see probably about 40% of the floor space is some kind of building materials. We actually have new flooring. We have new mattresses. We have new rugs. We have some new stuff, but most of our stuff, the vast majority of our stuff is used and but still in good shape. And the only thing we don't have, and that's different than Miracle Hill, which is a great ministry, and Goodwill, which is a great organization, we don't sell clothing. So we leave that to them, and we get a niche around the building products, but also furniture and appliances.
Well, and in those other stores, that takes up a lot of floor space, is that clothing. So
absolutely. And it takes up a lot of work. I've been in organizations that had thrift stores that did clothing. I'm going to tell you, that's intense.
Yeah, I can imagine. So once again, the website, HabitatGreenville.org, you can find more information there about Restore, volunteering or donating your money or your time. And you can also, as Monroe mentioned, call 672 672- 672-6335. Did I get that right?
That's right.
I wrote it down the last time you said it. 672-6335. Monroe Free, President and CEO of Habitat for Humanity of Greenville, has been my guest today. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, Chris. It's been great to be with you. You have a great way of carrying on conversation here, and I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure. I'm Chris Evans, and this has been Focus on the Upstate.
You've been listening to Focus on the Upstate with Chris Evans. If you would like more information on today's topic, email Chris at cevans@intercom.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.